This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, this is Jay John of Asian Pop Radio Australia. Today on this bonus podcast, we have a bit of a chat to Leon Lee, who is a contestant on Australia's Got Talent for 2013. Now, we think this guy is super talented, so we wanted to give him some time and find out how we can support him. If you want to support him, all you need to do is vote by SMS, text Leon to 199-888-99. That's 199-888-99. Now, if your SMS vote is successful, you'll receive a confirmation reply. Or you can call 1902 559 9911. That's 1902 559 9911. Now, of course, Leon is of Chinese descent. We thought that no one else would really be asking him about where his background in the Asian pop culture sort of sits with him and how it influences his music and his style. So we thought we'd, you know, try to center the questions around that. So here's our interview with Leon. Hope you enjoy it.
Jay John on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
This is Asian Pop Radio Australia. I am Jay John. On the line, a very special man by the name of Leon. Hey, Leon.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
When did you decide to apply for Australia's Got Talent?
I decided around, probably around January. A friend of mine saw an advertisement, and it was the advertisement for auditions. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to enter. I'm probably not going to get in. And she forced me, so I was like, okay, then I'll do it. And yeah, I got onto the live shows. And yeah.
Well, your friend must be very persuasive then.
Yeah, she is, violently.
Well, had you previously entered any other competition like it?
I've done some local competitions before, like in Sydney. Like, I've done Talent Quest Australia, and I came runners-up for the open categories. So yeah, I've done
great.
I've done Sydney Stedfords, run by McDonald charity. I've done the R&B Scene Competition of the Year. I came second place as well. So yeah, those are any comps I've done, pretty much.
Well, you've done the circuits a little bit then, haven't you?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Tell us, how did you feel when you first walked out onto the stage for Australia's Got Talent for your audition, in front of the cameras and all those well-known pop stars?
Yeah, walking out, you know, on my first audition, it was really scary because I haven't actually performed on stage for quite a while, and I kind of freaked out at first, you know. I had like sweaty hands, you know, I was shaking and stuff, and then, like, you know, I just tried to cool myself down eventually before I got on stage. So yeah, it was all good.
Could you hear much of what was happening in the audience at the time, or was it, you know, a bit too hard?
At the time, I was like, I can't listen to anyone or anything, so if I do, I'll lose concentration, and then I didn't want to, you know, trip or anything. I don't want to go viral for the wrong reasons. I didn't really take in what the audience were doing at the time.
It must have been very nerve-wracking.
Yes, it was indeed.
You said in your audition you liked your mum's cooking, so I thought I was going to quiz you on that. What's your favourite dish?
Oh, it's really hard to say, actually.
Yeah?
I prefer desserts more. She does really make really nice desserts. Like, you know, she makes really good Asian desserts, like, you know, coconut milk with, you know, sago balls or something.
I was just going to say, there's got to be sago in there somewhere.
Yeah. Or there's going to be, like, I don't know, she makes, like, really nice, these Chinese jellies. Like, you know, when you go to Yum Cha, you see these jellies with goji berries in them and stuff. Yeah, she makes really nice jellies and stuff. And I'm like, okay.
I'm a bit jealous because I try them and I do like those dishes, those desserts, but I don't know how to cook them.
Yeah, most of the people that come over, they're like really jelly. They're like, can I have your mum?
Well, what's your family background again?
So my family background is Chinese. Both my parents came here and they met here, and I was born in Australia. So I'm an Australian born Chinese, ABC.
Dinky die.
Yeah.
Do you think you were painted in a particular way during the audition? Because looking back over the audition video, and look, TV tends to do this, they edit things in a particular way that they tell a story. Do you think you were painted in a particular way before you started singing?
I guess so, yeah. You know, obviously, like, most of the people that go on these shows, they do get painted, but, like, to be honest, I don't really reckon that me on television is any different to what I am in person, because I am a bit clumsy in person, so I guess he's painted pretty right, yeah. So, although some people do have some deferring opinions, and, you know, I do respect those opinions as well, so yeah.
Tell us about the song you chose for the audition and why you chose that song.
Now, I chose that song because I like Luther Vandross. Like, I like listening to a lot of American singers, R&B singers. And what happened was that with Luther Vandross, that song, particularly Dance With My Father, I remembered that it was the only song in his career that was pretty much, like, successful. Like, out of all the other hits, they were successful, but not as successful as Dance With My Father.
Sure.
And back then, I think it was 03 or 04, around the time he passed away, that song was a massive hit in America. And I didn't really understand why it didn't chart here.
No, it didn't, did it?
Yeah, it didn't chart at all. So,
I'll admit to you here and now that I'm quite familiar with him, but I didn't know that song until only recently when I started listening to a lot of love songs and dedications at night, because they pump it.
Yeah, and so like when I performed the song, they were like, "Oh, is this a new song?" I'm like, "No, I just thought that it's a bit bizarre how some people are like, oh, it sounds really good," and I'm like, "How come it didn't chart here if it was that good?" You know, and it really puzzled me. But yeah, being able to perform that song and show people that there are such good songs out there really made me really happy.
So like, perhaps you were there sitting there, I can go for that song, or I can go for the one he did with Janet Jackson, and I'll do the Janet lines and then I'll do the Luther Vandross lines.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that voice, your amazing voice. Where does it come from?
I don't know. Like, you know, people said, have you been possessed by a black woman or a black man? And I'm like, you know, I wish, you know. But then, like, I don't know, it just naturally came. Like, you know what's funny, actually? When I started singing, or when I started actually listening to music, I was in the middle of high school, I didn't really listen to any R&B. It was actually mainly, more Asian pop music.
Sure.
I'd listen to... I don't know if you're familiar with any Taiwanese artists, but I listened to SHE, Fahrenheit. You know, I was a massive Fahrenheit fan. You know, some people are like, "What? You listen to Fahrenheit?" Like, in that, like, compared to what I sing to now,
everyone's really dabbled in a little bit of Fahrenheit.
Yeah, and you know, I did some Tank and F4 and stuff. So I listened to a lot of, you know, bands in Taiwan, and so from that jump over, I sort of started to find that singing those songs, like, you know, American R&B songs, were more suitable than singing Taiwanese songs, because my voice, technically speaking, isn't as sweet as the other singers in Taiwan. They have much more brighter tones compared to me. I'm much more huskier.
Okay.
So that made me really, like, you know, stand out from the crowd, because when I went to karaoke with friends, when I sing songs, like sing Taiwanese songs, my voice is, like, too low to get into those ranges. So naturally, I guess, Asian singers have higher ranges. I have a much more lower one. So yeah, that's why I shifted over to R&B music after a year or so.
Leon, was there any chance that you perhaps had an opportunity to be able to sing an Asian pop song during the competition?
I want to, but then I'm not sure if, you know, if the producers would allow it, or if anyone would understand me, you know, singing the song. Like, you know, I'd love to sing, you know, put out an Asian song out there, you know, just embrace the Asian culture and stuff, but I don't know if anyone understand it. I mean, it's, you know, it can always be a plan.
Surely the vast Asian audience would, you know, get behind something like that and be quite appreciative of you doing it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind also doing, like, a few YouTube covers of Asian videos online either. I know that it's, you know, like, looking at artists like Jason Chen and stuff, you know, they've done a really good job with covering, you know, Asian songs and showing them to a Western audience. I think that's really smart.
Well, staying on the subject of Asian pop stars, is there a particular group or artist that you would perhaps like to work with in future?
Now you're really testing me. I've got so many artists that I'd love to work with. Was there a particular one from one country that you wanted me to pick?
No, whatever you want.
Let's see. Ailee or Lehigh, either one of them.
Wow.
I feel like, you know, I really like their voices. I really like what they're doing. And, like, our styles suit each other. So I really think, I'd want to work with them.
Well, I think your possibilities, you know, dramatically risen now from what you've done in the competition. So you never know.
Oh, thank you. I hope so too.
Where would you like to tour? If you got a chance to, you know, be out on the road and performing for the audience, where would you like to go?
Damn, I'd like to go everywhere. You know, I don't mind going anywhere to tour. As long as I get to tour, then it's fine, you know. As long as I get to share, you know, the love of music and perform in front of people and make people happy, then that's good enough for me.
Well, you've progressed quite far now in the competition. Remind us where you're up to. Where exactly in the competition are you?
I'm in the finals right now, and so we've just done the finals performance, and we are just about to get into the grand finals. So in a transition, we're in the transition at the moment.
Okay, so how many people is it now down to?
I think we are down to 40 people, and so for each finals, there are around 8 contestants, and each final, they only take 2.
Oh, okay.
Competition's really strict, yeah, really, really tough.
How do you rate your chances?
I don't know. I guess I'll have to see my luck and see how many supporters I have. I know, like, because, you know, in my finals, we had quite a few good competitors, like, you know, Tommy Franklin, you know, the dance diva. I call him the dance diva. Yeah, he's got his mojo on. You know, Ruben, he's pretty good. He's got all the girls going for him. And, yeah, and, like, you got, you know, Loretta and Jackson, the dancing poodle. So, you know, competition's quite high.
Maybe we need to get you out on stage wearing something that maybe, I don't know, Hyuna from 4 Minute would wear. Something nice and slinky.
Something slinky, something revealing.
Get some heels on.
So I'll be like Bubble Pop. Yeah.
How do you think you've helped to break down Asian stereotypes as part of your competition?
It's still ongoing, but I feel like I have broken some barriers, but more work needs to be done, honestly, I reckon. Because, you know, I think Asians in you know, Western, like, media, it's really rare. Like,
yeah.
If you think about it, in Australia, we haven't even got much Asian people representing, you know, the Western media. Like, I think the only person I can feel on top of my head is An Do, and that's it.
True.
We don't have any, you know, we've got a Vietnamese guy, you know, An Do. I like what he's doing, you know, like, repping the Asian community. I reckon, you know, I think it would be good if we had more, like, you know, like, maybe someone of Chinese descent, Korean. Oh, Dami. Dami's doing
She's doing very well.
You're doing very well, yes. I applaud her for doing that. No, I feel like if we had more of that, then that would be amazing, you know, just to break up the stereotypes. Because, you know, I think, honestly, there are a heap of talented Asian people out there, and it's just that being limited by colour and by what we look, I think, in culture, it's just a little disappointing. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's 2013, so if we can break the barrier, then I think it would be really good.
I hope you can come in and do a bit of a live performance with us on the show.
Yes, that would be amazing. I'm up for it.
Amazeballs, even.
Amazeballs.
All right, thank you so much, Liam, for spending some time with us today.
Thank you very much, Jae-John. Thank you.
All the best in the competition. I'm sure you're going to get, I reckon you're going to go all the way through. Why not?
Thank you very much. I hope so too.
Hope you enjoyed our interview with Leon Lee of Australia's Got Talent. Make sure you vote for him. To vote, again, you vote by SMS, text Leon to 199-889. You'll get confirmation that the vote has registered. Or you can call 1902-55-9911. That's 1902-55-9911. To check out Asian Pop Radio Australia, the best way to get in contact with us and to monitor what we're doing is to get on Facebook and search Asian Pop Radio Australia. We're also on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio, iTunes, YouTube, we're everywhere. Hope you can check out our full show, which is uploaded every Friday around 6 p.m. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.